Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08:37 here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, October 1, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and let's feature one of his great companies today, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but get a chance to celebrate today thanks to John. Like Frank Zach, Taylor, Philip Zangi, Falls Township, Patrick McDonald, Dixon City, Robert Butch Jones, Larksville, Chuck Haynes, Jessup, and William Mitchell, Bear Creek Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, after that brief news adjournment, and letting you know, just another shout out. We shout out to my man Dave Zankner, retiring today as a maintenance at Lackawanna County. But Mayor Brown in Wilkes-Barre, he honored a couple of DPW guys, and you know we love them. A couple of DPW guys who may have saved a bunch of lives. And they are Tyler Carrilla and AJ Yellen. They noticed smoke coming from a third floor of a single-family home at Brown Street back in September 24th. They called 911, alerted the occupants, their house was on fire, and got them and their pets out safely. And the mayor honored them at City Hall yesterday. Great stuff. Great stuff. Congratulations to both, and thank you to both. Not just for your heroics, but for what you do every day. It's important. And don't let anybody tell you it's not. Old gal from Mountaintop says, Bob LTS, I was glad to hear Hank Seth give the military leaders a warning. It's about time. No more pussyfooting around. We have let things lapse so badly. It's about time something was said. Good for him and Trump. We need so much more of this. No one is perfect, but let's get with the program and be strong again. LTS, back at you, old gal. Yes. Yeah. Somebody pointed out Henses, and I'll throw Frank Pazzaglia in there, too. I could throw a lot of coaches in there. And George Curry, and like, hey. They ran things their way, and we did it. You did it, or you quit. And it made us better football players, even though we hated it. A lot of it. Same thing with the military, only it's more important. So keep it up, Pete Hegseth. By the way, my man Excavator Guy texts in. He says, good morning, or emailed in. After your comment about the morning show statement that there is no more hand-to-hand combat, I can attest that there actually still is hand-to-hand combat as we experienced it during the Iraq War firsthand, being combat infantry in the Army. Thank you for that, for you, not only for the message, but more importantly, for serving us in the Iraq War. Excavator Guy, thank you, my man. It's important stuff. Very, very important. So, they're doing the right things. And actually, we know from who the critics are that they're doing the right things. Now, the Democrats could reopen, and the Senate could reopen the government today. They could reopen it tomorrow, whenever. I think that in addition to the three senators who voted, Democrat senators who voted to keep the government open, that five more could be found. And that may happen at any time. They just get released. Schumer says, look, I can't do it because AOC is going to run against me in the primary if I do. The next primary. Like, Chuck, first of all, get off the stage. You're a jackass. What a total fool, total phony. A disgrace. Get him off the stage. But let's say he doesn't. All they do is they'll release a few senators who are from purple states or red states. I don't know if there's any more of them left. And say, look, you can vote to keep this going. We'll continue our fight for illegal aliens. And let you do, you know, let you do the right thing. We'll continue to do the wrong thing. So I think there's at least a 50-50 chance, maybe better, that five Democrats will defect from the lunatic fringe and vote to reopen the government. We're going to see. And to me, again, shut it down. You know, everybody's mad at Rand Paul. He was the sole Republican who voted against the budget. Well, he did so on principle. He says they're wasting a fortune. He believes they haven't really reformed anything or changed anything with the big mediocre bill. Now, I would retort to Rand Paul, who I admire and who I like. I got to meet him. Rand, I appreciate you standing on principle. But you can only get what you can get. So you're voting against continuation of the old budget. It doesn't help anything. We know you're a principled guy. You don't have to show us every day. You just don't. And let's keep it real. Like, politics is the art of the possible. And if anything showed you, I want you to think about the big mediocre bill. Now, the big mediocre bill was far from perfect, but it did a lot of important things. It gave credit, a tax credit, to seniors on Social Security. It gave it eliminated taxes on overtime. It eliminated taxes on the first $25,000 of tips. Three of the best working class policies, tax policies, we have ever seen in this country. Let's take those alone. It took Medicaid away from people who want to lay around and do nothing. And believe me, I understand. I can lay around and do nothing with the best of them. But that doesn't mean I get government money. Or I get my health care paid for because I'm lazy? No, you got to at least work 20 hours. Or you have to have dependent children. That's why when I mentioned Paige Cagnetti lying on the morning show, she claimed she talked to a couple of parents with disabled children who had Medicaid cut off. Well, number one, the big, beautiful, the big, mediocre bill doesn't go into effect until next year. So you're lying. You weren't talking to anyone with disabilities. Just like you're lying when you say, well, I had to run for Congress. I just decided now. You hired an operative from Cartwright's office last year so you could run for Congress. You're a liar. And now you're cutting people out for bids because they're opposing you politically and costing the taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars because of it. And another of your phony splash pads is not built. This is what you get with the left, believe me. They share a lot of qualities. Incompetence is one of them. Covering up, lying, and hypocrisy are the others. Somebody says George Curry would not have won so many football games. A duck is a duck and a mouse is a mouse. Now, I'm not quite sure of your analogy, but okay, I get what you mean. Somebody talking about the news. So these fools can vote on bills but can't come up with a budget. Sounds like intentional. I think you're talking about the state. They're voting on these gun bills, but they can't get a budget. It's not the fault. It's the governor's fault that we don't have a budget here. He wants to spend more money than's coming in. He wants to waste all the reserves because he's running for president. Another phony. Ridiculous phony. No, it's crazy stuff, guys. For me, and I hope for most people thinking and paying attention, I hope, sincerely hope, that your concerns extend to all Democrats. You've got to look at them with very closely. Anybody who's a Democrat. See who they supported. See how they voted. See if they're actually independent of the lunatic left of their party. And people like the mayor and people like the governor, they're not. And they're doing real harm to the people they represent. By the way, another mention. Here are the Supreme Court, three Supreme Court idiots we want to vote against. Say no. Say no mas. Say non if you're French. Wecht, Donahue, Daugherty. Non. No mas. No. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Play that a little extra long for my man, Doc Doherty, on the mend. We love him. This date, 1966, he's the biggest Neil Diamond fan I know. I think of him every time I play Neil Diamond. Murph says Neil had his first top 10 charts hit at number 10 with that song, Cherry Cherry, back in October 1, 1966. And In God We Trust began appearing on U.S. paper currency, 1957. Bob Carroll back with you here on WILK. And how about this story about the superintendent of schools in Des Moines? And I hate to laugh about it. He was a left-wing lunatic, but by all accounts, a nice guy. We had a similar situation happen here in Lackawanna County with a guy who owned two or three restaurants, and they just didn't get the job done regarding their residency. And during the Biden administration, they determined, hey, you're illegal, you got to go. But I guess he didn't do anything. And now he's being detained by ICE, and he had to resign his position as school superintendent. Now, by the way, one of the people, she's running for Congress or Senate, tied in with this whole fiasco. Again, remember, if you're a left winger, with rare exceptions, you are incompetent. Because you're separated from fact, truth, and reality. Anything you do that's good or that works is by accident. And I believe her name is Jackie Norris. Now, Ian Roberts, he failed to provide proof he was legally eligible to work for the district. He did not provide Norris says he did not provide the board with the information we requested. Oh, Lord. I'm telling you, these people, they're insane. Now, this is not a legal alien working hard in a landscaping business. This is a guy's hope, high profile. He's in public, making speeches, teaching kids, guiding the education of a huge school district, Des Moines. He's an illegal alien. Wow. And this woman wants to be the senator. You can't make these people up. You cannot invent their incompetence. You can't exaggerate their incompetence because it is so massive. It's so off the charts. By the way, Joe Biden is never going to get his, and it would be a disgrace, presidential library funded. I hope. You never know. But Trump's is probably already funded. YouTube had to pay a $24.5 million settlement to Trump over suspending his account in 2021. That's hilarious. My friend Frank Mack had sent that in. Sends a lot of good stuff in. By the way, I'll come back with it. A bunch of you has sent me, including my friend Lance Stange, about our mayor in Scranton. And remember, she's your problem too, even though you don't live there. I promise you. And she's trying to become more of your problem by running for Congress while she runs for re-election of mayor. The arrogance is off the charts. We'll talk about this after this hospital situation when we come back. Bob Cordaro, the eponymous program, will roll on, and we've got a veterans tribute when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. We're featuring today one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, because believe it or not, the weekend is upon us. And tonight, tomorrow night, weekend, whatever, you won't go to better bar restaurants than his trio of the Old Brook Inn in Springbrook Township, the Far Street Tavern West Side, Scranton, and Queen City Tavern, Oliphant. You will not experience finer dining in a modern setting at Aterra 519 downtown Scranton. In an age-old setting, the Stegmeyer Mansion downtown Wilkes-Barre. And I was at Sergei's, the nightclub, last weekend. That is it hopping every weekend. And, of course, you want to see a first-run movie? Scranton Art House, Lackawanna Avenue. Robert Butch Jones. We lost him at age 84, September 17th. He was born in Kingston, a graduate of Larksville High School. He proudly served us in the United States Army. Butch then continued his service. He became a dedicated correctional officer at SCI Phoenix, where he was respected by colleagues for his patience, strong work ethic, and quiet strength. He was known for his kind heart, says his family. He was a member of the Larksville American Legion. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by his wife and tragically by two sons, Robert and Christopher. Left to cherish his memory are his daughter, Jennifer, sisters, and numerous loving nieces, nephews, and cousins. Robert Butch Jones. Patrick McDonald, Dixon City. He was 88 when we lost him September 16th. His wife of 62 years is the former Joyce Santarelli. Patrick McDonald was born in Scranton, a graduate of the great Scranton Technical High School. He attended Lackawanna College and proudly served us in the United States Army, stationed in Germany. Family was the center of his world. A man of strong Christian faith, he lived his life with kindness, humility, and devotion to God. His faith was the foundation of his strength and the guide for the way he loved and cared for others. Can't say much better about anyone. Also surviving, In addition to his wife, are his daughter Michelle, his son Patrick, a grandson, and many other relatives. Patrick McDonnell. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. He says today mostly sunny, but it'll be cooler. Only about 68, 59 degrees outside the studios right now. Tonight, clear skies down to 43. Chauncey, get the job done before you go to bed. Thursday, sunny, high 70. Friday, sunny, high 72. And by the way, Saturday, it's not too late to participate or donate. The beneficiary is St. Joseph Center. It's the 33rd annual Anthony J. Cordaro Memorial Tournament. And it's at the Marjon. And the food is awesome. A little wine, a little, oh, Lord, it's fantastic. So that's Saturday at 1 o'clock, shotgun start. If you're not a big golfer, you only got to play nine holes. If you're a big golfer, I'm telling you, as a country club golfer, or at least former, it's a challenge. It's a battle. You will enjoy the course. And you'll find out how good you actually are at the Marge on Saturday. Yeah. Somebody texted in, Bob, I know someone in Scranton that has a former chicken coop. They would like to donate to former President Biden for his presidential library. Now, is there a meaning behind that, or are you just throwing things on the wall? Oh, boy, oh, boy. Somebody said, Dear Bob, you're too nice. Well, that's not said to me often, so thank you. This woman, Norris, the candidate for Senate against, and we had her on the air. I love her. The current senator of Joni Ernst from Iowa. We had her on the air last year. We loved her. Loved her. Norris, though, he says she's a bleeping bleep. Yes, guaranteed. And she's, again, incompetent. Incompetent. That is the hallmark. I don't care if it is our wolf in sheep's clothing governor, our incompetent mayor, who lies all the time as she's running for Congress. I mean, these are whoppers. These are lies that are easily exposed. Oh, I didn't plan on running for Congress. Yeah, well, you hired a congressional aide last year. But it just dawned on you that you have to run for Congress. Just now. Then you lie that, so-and-so, Stacey Garrity's running for office while she's in office. No, she's not running for office while she's running for re-election. You've topped the charts here. And you're rigging bids. Whew. To spite your enemies and reward your friends? Who the heck are you kidding? See, these are the things you have to do, by the way. I'm getting texts from Cutie. Did the dog go poop? That's what I have to... I'm trying to concentrate on the show. And yes, he did. Lord. Chauncey, what a maroon. I had him in here yesterday. But we had some objection, so we'll see if I can bring him in again or not. So this superintendent making $270,000 a year. Bob Kay says, how much you want to bet he gets his pension? Well, I mean, he's going to have to get it in his home country because he's out of here. And somebody else asking, how many Americans could have gotten the superintendent's job? And they also believe he was lying about his credentials, which he had to be, because you had to make up a background to get you hired for superintendent, which would include education you could not have had. Somebody says, are you sure it wasn't Chauncey asking if Cutie had pooped? I don't know. We don't know. Oh, so here's the latest. Here's the latest from our Scranton mayor. And I don't want to burden you people that don't live in Scranton with this. But see, this is the hallmark of the left and today's Democrat Party. Now, the mayor said, we desperately need Geisinger and its expansion. They're trying to expand the ER. I was there. You're out in the hallway. I laid in the hallway for 3 hours. So they said lack of space and hospital beds. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti, now running for Congress against incumbent Republican Representative Rob Bresnahan, she said the expansion was necessary for her constituents' health. Then she approved a zoning plan that killed the expansion. Do you see what I'm saying? You can't make this up. Thank you to everybody who sent it to me. But this is reported by the Washington Free Beacon. And I had the report early in the week and forgot about it. And then my man, Lance Stange, reminded me. So she's bid rigging. She's a total incompetent. I don't get it. And listen to her speak. It's all jargon. It's all new age jargon. It's all bureaucratic jargon. Meanwhile, nothing gets done in the city. Please go up to Naog Park if you live in the city of Scranton and look where the James Walsh pool complex used to be. And remember that this mayor, by the way, didn't get the Kapausa Avenue splash pad done. And by the way, where do teenagers go? They don't go to splash pads. But Mayor Cognetti said, well, think of how much water these pools use. Oh, yeah, Paige. They use water. What an amazing thought. Because she's a left-wing lunatic. And that's awful for the environment, apparently, to use water. And she lied to the council, city council, even though the three blind mice went along with her ever after. She said, no, the money's designated, the funds from COVID, the $69 million. No, they're designated. We can't just use them for whatever we want. Well, that was a lie. If she didn't know it, that's disgraceful. If she did, well, that has its own disgrace. And then the three blind mice falling for it, ignorantly. And now we don't have a pool after 5 years of her administration. And now there isn't one on Kapausa Avenue because a contractor she didn't like politically won the bid. She threw the bids out. She rigged the bids. Somebody says, Bob, did you see that the mayor is opening up City Hall, a.k.a. the Wonka Factory, yeah, for tours now after keeping on lockdown and not allowing taxpayers to go in for years? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it just goes on and on. And now she wants to run for Congress after she's failed as mayor. Unbelievable. Yeah, I like that. It is. It's like opening up the Willy Wonka candy factory. And all of this happening 1 month before the election. Isn't it surprising? Unbelievable. By the way, speaking of her compatriot, by the way, who gave her an award for being a great mayor for doing nothing. But here's Shapiro. Netflix has a three-part series. And a bunch of you have been bringing this to my attention. The Philadelphia woman who stabbed 20 times, and Shapiro, as attorney general, ruled it a suicide. You can't get any phonier than these people. You cannot. It's literally impossible to get phonier than Paige Cognetti and Josh Shapiro. And their close adherents. It's unreal. Well, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me we're approaching 10:50. That means Bloomberg Money Minute. 10:50 on the dot. Okay. Ringo Starr, photograph, and of course Johnny Carson, the late great Johnny Carson. 1962 he debuted, and man, for 30 years he just did it better than anyone has even come close. No one's even come, they haven't. They have not come close. Hey, so somebody reminds me that there's some doubt whether Paige Cognetti lives in Scranton. And it occurred to me, there's a scene from Casino, and it's Nikki switching cars. And I said, I think this is how she gets to work from the Summit every day, trying to pretend she lives in Scranton. Remember this scene when Nikki's switching cars? That's how she gets to work in the morning. The few days she goes to City Hall, and I guess when she's going to be running the tours there in the Wonka factory, somebody called it the sausage factory. No, sausage tastes good in the end. It's very different. But she's got to switch cars and garages and everything else in case somebody's watching, just in case. Well, enough frivolity. It is 11:01:33 on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. So that means it's time for the news with Brian Hughes. We'll be back.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.